Soul Sister Radio.
Welcome to Soul Sister Monday. This is Maria DiGiovanni, and I want to welcome you to Soul Sister Radio. This month is October, Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and before we start our brand new show, we're going to have a couple commercials, and then we're going to go right to it. But I just want to give you a heads up. If you are in crisis, or you think that you may be, please know that these public service announcements may be a little triggering. And since I'm sensitive to that, I want to just give you the heads up. So please take care of you, and here we go.
Soul Sister Radio.
He says I am a loser.
Worthless. Unattractive.
Stupid.
Crazy.
Selfish.
Broken.
Ungrateful.
Damaged.
Frigid.
Unsupportive.
A bad wife.
A bad mother.
A bad daughter.
Nothing without him.
You don't have to let your partner's voice tell you who you are. If you are being abused, you can get help.
Call 1-800-799-SAFE or go to thehotline.org.
Let your voice be heard.
Hi, I'm Susan Shengazar. I am the advocate. Are you a healthcare professional facing burnout? Do you have a heart for the homeless? Have you ever been a victim of domestic violence or sexual abuse? You can learn from my experiences in my books, The Anointing of Mercy from the Heart of a Parish Nurse. Or I'll meet you at Winston Wall Street Journal. Journey to My Father's Palace, Destiny, Coincidence, you decide. You can find these books on Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, or Zulon Press, or Google me.
I'm not allowed to spend any money.
If I wear makeup, he says I look like a whore.
He's made it clear my family isn't welcome.
I used to have friends, but we never even go out anymore.
But at least he's never hit me, right?
Psychological abuse is the root of all abusive relationships, whether there are bruises or not. If you feel helpless and like your voice has been taken, there is help.
Call 1-800-799-SAFE or go to thehotline.org.
Let your voice be heard.
Welcome to 4 International Soul Sister Radio. I am your producer, Maria DiGiovanni, welcoming you to the Soul Sister Experience. First, a special thank you to our station sponsor, ImageMakeoverProgram.com, who make it possible to record live and broadcast worldwide. We invite you to get ready to enjoy the show. Take it away, my soul sister.
This is Becky Phillips, your host to She's Gone Country.
She's been playing at a room on the strip for 10 years in Vegas. Every night she looks in the mirror and she only ages. She's been reading about Nashville and all the records that everybody's buying. 'Cause I'm a simple girl myself, grew up on Long Island. So she packs her bags to try her hand. Says this might be my last chance. She's gone country. Look at them boots. She's gone country. Back to her roots. She's gone country. A new kind of suit. She's gone country. Here she comes. Well, the folk seems dead, but he's holding out in the village. He's been writing songs, speaking out against wealth and privilege. He says, I don't believe in money, but a man could make him a killing. 'Cause some of that stuff don't sound much different than dealing. I hear down there, it's changed, you see. Well, they're not as backward as they used to be. He's gone country. Look at them boots. He's gone.
his roots. He's gone country. A new kind of suit. He's gone country. Yeah, he comes. Got a house in the valley, but the bills are piling up, and the pop scene just ain't on the rally. And he says, honey, I'm a serious composer, schooled in voice and composition, but with the crime and the smog these days, this ain't no place for children. Lord, it sounds so easy. Shouldn't take long. Be back in the money in no time at all. He's gone country. Look at them boots. He's gone country. Back to his roots. He's gone country. A new kind of suit. He's gone country. Yeah, he comes.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the
Soul
first
Sister Radio.
First broadcast of She's Gone Country, and this is your host, Becky Phillips. I want to welcome everyone who is listening live or on the internet. Really thankful to have you here with us tonight. Like I said, this is our first broadcast, and with me tonight are some people that I just love with all my heart and I hold dear to my heart, and I'm so thankful that they've been willing to come aboard with me and sail this ship and see where it goes. First, I'd like to introduce my co-host, and my co-host is beautiful, heartwarming. She's everything that I always wanted to be as a little girl. She's my aunt, and she is a former PRCA trick rider. She is former Miss Rodeo Oregon. She is the owner and operator of Trace Rio Silver in Llano, Texas. Please welcome my aunt, Vicki Christensen.
Thank you, Becky. It is a pleasure to be here with you, and I can't tell you how honored I am when you rang the phone up and asked me if I wanted to be part of this. The whole rodeo ranching community and family, it's just it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm just looking forward to it. Trace Rio Silver, I'm in business with my family, my partner, my son, Brett Tatum, his lovely wife, Keely. We have a great crew. We love what we do, and we are proud to be part of She's Gone Country. Thanks, Beth.
Sure. And, you know, a lot of us that are out there listening, I know you're probably wondering, what the heck is She's Gone Country? And so just so you know, what She's Gone Country is all about, it's we're empowering everyday cowboys and cowgirls who share in a love for God and country, and we want to educate and inspire those who don't to really keep the heart and the culture of the American cowboy alive. And this was just something that was spurred on and just landed, and it's a long story, but nonetheless, it was just a God-breathed idea, and it's just come to fruition, and we're just walking it out and doing what we think we need to do to make sure that our heritage doesn't get lost. So I also want to welcome two other very special guests. These next two folks that I will be introducing will be my regular guest hosts. And what that means is these two folks have very, very busy schedules. They have very
time consuming things that they're already vested in and doing, but they saw the vision, they love me and love Aunt Vicki and love what we're doing, and so they wanted to be a part of it. So whenever they are available, whenever they have time, whether it's every week or once a month or whatever the case may be, they will be joining us as our guest co-host. So the first lady I would like to introduce you to is Miss Donna Lynn Quintana, and she is the CEO and founder of Western Wishes. And Western Wishes is going to be our charity organization and team that She's Gone Country will be supporting and lifting up and encouraging to help elevate and empower Western Wishes to the level that Donna Lynn would like to take it to. So, Donna Lynn, we welcome you to the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Vicki and Becky. I'm thrilled about this. This is a long time coming. I've wanted to see this happen. I'm very excited and honored that you chose Western Wishes, not just because I have to say that you two are just as beautiful inside as you are on the outside, and you're my truly, truly my soul sister. But I'm just honored that we can be a part of this, of this program, because I think it's going to be fun, and I think it's going to be intriguing at times, and I'm just so honored that that Western Wishes gets to be a part of it. So thank you, girls.
Thank you, Donna Lynn. And then finally, our other guest host that's joining us tonight, he's our first official guest and guest co-host, and this is someone who has just inspired me over the last few years very much. He's been a part of my life since I was a little girl. I can remember when he and his brother and all the little Rugrat cowboy boys would come to the ranch and get on it was just a big old gallon, I think we smoked turkeys in, and they'd hook it up to some bungee cords and hold rodeos in our barn. And I think that's where he got his bull riding start. And I just want to welcome the 1992 world champion bull rider, my cousin and someone I love dearly, Cody Custer. Welcome.
Thank you, Becky. It's really, really an honor to be a part of this. And just from the first time you called and asked me about this and we discussed it a little bit, I just felt like it's something that has value for people, even beyond the ranching, the rodeo industry, for what your vision is for She's Gone Country and what all it stands for. So I'm really excited to be a part of it. A big fan of Western Wishes. I've done a lot of stuff with Donna Lynn, and then of course Aunt Vicki and Trace Rios. I promote their buckles and have a few of them around my house too. Not that I won, but my kids have won some. So anyway, pretty exciting to be a part of this thing.
Well, I sure thank you guys all for tuning in. And just so the listeners know, this is our first show, because this is an online and internet broadcast, you know, this is a project in the making. So we may have hiccups along the way. We may be laughing and giggling, but that's what this is all about. It's about having fun and educating and elevating and empower those, and just really letting those out there know what we're all about, why we love God, why we love country, why we love rodeo, why we are the way we are. I think there is a bridge needs to be built with this generation that we're living in. Technology has just advanced at such a fast pace that the Western way of life and the more relaxed way of life has just kind of taken a back burner. But it's not even really the more relaxed way of life, I would say. It's more, cowgirls and cowboys have a really strong work ethic. I don't know if anyone knows that or not, but they'll work from sunup to sundown. And I remember being 12 years old having to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning at the Coleman Ranch, move to irrigation ditches before we could even have breakfast. So, you know, I just think there's a gap that needs to be bridged, and I hope that that's what we can accomplish here on She's Gone Country and have fun while we're doing it. So tonight is about the vision and about our guest co-host, Cody Custer, and just I really am excited to hear him and what he has to say and what he's seen over his course of the last 20, 30 years of the American Cowboy and where we're going, where we've been, and what we can do to bridge the gap. And we'll get right to it. We're going to take a quick break for station identification, and when we come back, we'll go live and chat with Mr. Cody Custer, 1992 World Champion Bull Rider.
Soul Sister Radio.
Now a message from our sponsor, EducateEtiquette.com.
Have you ever been at a table with a group of people and there is one person being rude on their cell phone? Have you mentioned it to that person and they still do it as if they just don't care as much for those around them in the flesh as they do for their own personal thread on Facebook? It's even worse when you're around our older generation who really have a hard time understanding how people can form relationships this way. There is wisdom in their thinking, so please don't be rude. Put it away in respect. Yourself, most of all. Thank you for joining us on Soul Sister Enterprise, and please visit us at www.educateetiquette.com.
He says if I leave, he will kill me.
He was sobbing and swore it would never happen again.
He's under so much stress. I'm really the only one who understands him.
He says he can't live without me.
I have nowhere else to go.
Nobody would believe me.
If you are in an abusive relationship, it often feels as though you've lost your voice. You deserve a better life, and there is help.
Call 1-800-799-SAFE or go to thehotline.org.
Let your voice be heard.
Since 1997, Tres Rios Silver has provided customers with beautiful buckles of silver and gold plate. Buckles that are built to ensure the highest quality found in the industry. From one buckle to 100, Tres Rios silversmiths are able to meet all your needs. The family at Tres Rios will work with you step by step, assuring customer satisfaction. Year after year, customers return to Tres Rios because they are a name you can trust. Find Tres Rios Silver Buckle Company on the web at www.tresriossilverbuckles.com or call 1-800-550-7535 for your free quote. Again, that address and phone number are tresriossilverbuckles.com or call 1-800-550-7535. And I think I just messed up. Vicki, you're going to have to go ahead and tell me.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country, and we want to thank you for tuning in. I just get a kick out of this. This is so much fun. It's just live, and we're here to bring a message to you, and we're okay with the bloopers and the wrong edits, but we'll get it all worked out. So,
okay, it's going to come together. It's going to be loads of fun.
Well, don't you know everybody loves outtakes?
Well,
and bloopers?
We'll have quite a few of them.
Maybe not so many. Today we might, just simply because I'm going from screen to screen. And I went from screen to screen and didn't realize I had the wrong last two digits. So, Vicki, please give the number again to Tres Rios Silver.
You had it right. So we are good to go. It's 800-550-7535.
Amen. Take it away, Becky.
Well, welcome back, everybody. And with us today, as I said, I have my co-host, my Aunt Vicki Christensen. I have Donald and Quintana of Western Wishes. And, of course, I have Cody Kester, our special guest and new guest co-host. I think right now we just want to open it up, Donald Lynn and Vicki. Where do you want to start with this? Where do you want to go with Cody? What do you want the audience to find out about Mr. Cody Kester?
Well, you know, there's so many things, you know, Cody can share with all of us. And of course, those in rodeo circles know all about Cody, but there's so many people out there that don't know about Cody. And, you know, Cody, you're a world champion bull rider. You've had an amazing career. What would you tell someone who has only seen you riding bulls who and what you really are all about and what makes you Cody Kester?
Well, I'll just say this, that there was a time in my life when really bull riding was my identity. And obviously that's something that, you know, if you're a professional athlete or whatever it is you're pursuing, you've got to put everything into it. And so there was a time when that was really my identity, was just being a professional bull rider and really working hard towards that. Along the way in my journey through life, I come to the realization that my humanity was real, and I wasn't 10 feet tall and bulletproof. And you know, I in 1988, one of my close friends, Jeff Crockett, was killed in a bull riding wreck, and it just was a time when kind of a time that made me realize that there's a little bit more to this whole thing than just what we're living right now. And because of Jeff's friendship and quite a few conversations we had about God and who he was, it was kind of a staple in my life to where I gave my life to the Lord and decided I was going to, you know, follow him and allow him to have access to my life and guide me and show me how to do things. And, you know, it's been a journey. There's been some really awesome times during my life. And, you know, I got to see the birth of all three of my children. And, you know, I was there in the room with them, which is, I'd say probably the top, you know, the top thing I can think of in my life is being there, part of that. And then just being in their lives, and just seeing how they grow and who they become and stuff like that. And so, I guess my identity has gone from really just all about, bull riding and being a cowboy to really just being a child of God and just living my life for him and knowing that, no matter what, his love for me is much like my love for my kids. You know, you can't stop loving them. I mean, that's not who the Father is, and I know that. I understand that now at a level that I'm a father and I love my kids, and there's nothing they could do to keep me from loving them. And I'm just a human, you know. And so anyway, I'm just a guy that's pursuing God's desire for my life, and in the middle of that I was a heck of a bull rider, and I had a great career, and I traveled the road and got to see the United States of America and a few extra countries, and you know, did a lot of really interesting stuff. But in the midst of that whole thing, I really realized that no matter what it is in our journey, it's got to be about people. And so I've gotten where I've understood that if we don't love people, we're going to miss really what it is, even if we have success. Or, I mean, and definitely in the middle of failure or in the middle of really, really traumatic times, if we don't, you know, if we aren't loving people, then we're really going to miss what that value is to our lives. And so, anyway, I guess so if you want to know who I am, I'm a guy that's closer to the Father today than I was yesterday, and probably not as close as I'm going to be tomorrow. And I don't know, that might be a little too, I don't know, that might sound like a poet or something like that. But anyway, my heart is that I know God's heart and God's will for me, and I know that it has to do with people. And so that's where I'm at with my walk with the Lord, and knowing that what's around the next corner is completely out of my hands, and it's completely out of my understanding, and I've come to trust God. I've come to trust him as a father that loves me no matter what, and a father that's going to guide me through whatever it is that comes around the next corner. And I can say that with all sincerity. I've seen the best of the best, and I've seen the worst of the worst. And so, you know, I just trust him, you know.
Well, Cody, that's you're such an inspiration, and your words speak to so many hearts. Again, we so appreciate, you know, having you here with us. Donna Lynn, do you have some questions for Cody? Or,
well, you know what, I did, and let me see if I was looking at my notes here, and I realized, you know, I've seen so many twinkles in kids' eyes when they fix their eyes on champions like Cody, and it's just,
it's so special to see that. I've been really blessed that I've gotten to see that. I just wanted to know, I wanted to ask Cody, you've seen that when you've mentored these kids. Do you have any special stories about some kids that you just knew that you were almost, you knew that you were making a difference in that kid's life, just teaching him how to ride bulls? But did you ever connect with a kid that was just so special that you thought, you know what, thank you, God, for bringing that child to me? Was there ever a special moment there with a particular kid?
Well, to be honest with you, Donnellan, I can't really just point one out. There's been several over the years, and there's been some kids that I've taken under my wing and tried to help, and some of them their lives have turned out really, really well, and things have gone real well. And then on the other side of that, there's been some guys I've taken into my own home and really tried to help them, and they're just really hell bent on doing their own thing and being, and ruining their lives. And so, here's a little story of when I was a kid, and there's a guy that was a hero to me when I was a kid. And his name is Denny Flynn. And he was a national finals bull rider. He won the average at the national finals 3 times. And he was a guy that I really looked up to and desired to ride bulls like him, and he just gave me some value. He made me feel like I belonged, and I can tell the story all the way back to John Quintana. Your husband was, when I was a little kid, he made me feel like I belonged, and I was just a little kid, and I never knew John as an adult or anything, but just those kind of guys. Lane Frost is another one. Lane was, I made the national finals the first time the year that Lane won the world, and he was a guy like that. He gave me value. John McDonald was another guy that you guys will know. John died several years ago, and he was a guy that I knew I belonged when I was around John. And so I guess with all that said, is I rarely miss the opportunity to make a kid feel like he belongs. And during my rodeo career, I was one of the top bull riders in the world and stuff, but I didn't segregate myself from the guys that were just coming around, and maybe even the guys that weren't, that I knew probably didn't ride as good as I did, and probably maybe never would. I didn't segregate myself from them, and the reason I didn't is because of the value that I felt from those men and several others that I mentioned. The men I mentioned and then several others gave me value, and I know that all that has to do with the success I had in my career and the way that my life's turned out, and just knowing that I belonged and that there's a purpose for my life, and it wasn't really about me as much as it was about the people that God put in my life. And, that includes you three girls too, so it's not, if we miss all that, then it don't matter how good a career we have or how good of a business we have or how good of a charity we run. If we miss the people, we're going to, when it's all said and done, we're not going to have fulfillment in our lives when it's all over. So
that's what my
Cody, I remember, and I think you and I think Aunt Vicky and Donnellan, all of us can attest to me. Being not around it quite as long with the way life changes and things happen. But when you go back to, say 10, 20, 30 years ago, let's say from 60s moving forward, and let's just say in particular, the rodeo circuit and the cowboys that are out there rodeoing and roping and riding, from where they were to where we are today as a generation of cowboys and cowgirls, there's definitely been some shifting in the generations. And when I say shifting, I mean from just as much as there is in the world today, from way back to Woodstock to revivals. I'll never forget your dad, Jim, asking me when I was down in Arizona when Brett and Keeley got married. I was with your mom and dad in the motorhome, and bless his heart, he said to me, he says, you know, I look back at the way so many cowboys lived their life back in my generation. How is it that all of our kids are saved and God-fearing Christians and going to heaven? What do you think it was the one thing that switched all that for this generation? Because there are a lot more really loving God and still out there on the rodeo trail, not partying, not doing
sure.
all that stuff.
Sure, and it's just what you what you're accustomed to, and really the way things are. There's guys, you know, Trevor Brazil and Tuff Cooper, and you know, you just go name a whole bunch of those guys that are Jake Barnes and, you know, Alan Bach, guys like that are champions, many time champions, that are guys that love the Lord and they care about people, and they, you know, and so kids are coming up looking at those kind of guys and following after them. And so, you know, in say my dad's era, there was few, if any, that claimed Christianity. And you know, the party life and all that stuff, it's still there. And I don't, you know, I mean, I don't get too much on all that, because everybody's got to go through their journey as to how they come to the point of saying yes to the Father's plan for their life. And some people have got to kind of have some damage, you know, and some people come by it easier, you know. And so I don't really get on that, but you know, there's both you know, both crowds out there, but I don't think that's as big of a I don't think there's as big a separation as there used to be. Maybe that's how I would define that. And there's a lot of these young kids that are coming up, and they follow a guy that's living his life for the Lord, and that's what they decide they're going to do, you know. And so, really, I think that's it. I think that's the biggest issue, and I think that's in the world today. You know, there's just more people are with technology and how the words out there, you know, words, they will be spread quicker and faster and more effectively. You know, more people are apt to get a hold of it, you know. So.
Yeah,
that's kind of my look at.
Yeah, I hear you there, and I would agree with you. And when we come back, I have some more questions to ask you. We're going to take a quick break for station identification, and then if we have some hosts and our guests in the queue, we'll see if we can't open up the mics if there's anyone out there that has questions for Cody. We'll be back.
Soul Sister Radio.
Hi, I'm Susan Shengazar. I am the advocate. Are you a healthcare professional facing burnout? Do you have a heart for the homeless? Have you ever been a victim of domestic violence or sexual abuse? You can learn from my experiences in my books, The Anointing of Mercy from the Heart of a Parish Nurse. Or I'll meet you at Winston Wall Street Journals. Journey to My Father's Palace, Destiny, Coincidence, you decide. You can find these books on Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, or Zulon Press, or Google me.
I'm not allowed to spend any money.
If I wear makeup, he says I look like a whore.
He's made it clear my family isn't welcome.
I used to have friends, but we never even go out anymore.
But at least he's never hit me, right?
Psychological abuse is the root of all abusive relationships, whether there are bruises or not. If you feel helpless and like your voice has been taken, there is help.
Call 1-800-799-SAFE or go to thehotline.org.
Let your voice be heard.
Hello, Soul Sister listeners. If you're learning and receiving from what you're being fed here on Soul Sister Radio, return the love by becoming a monthly partner of this station via sponsorship, monetary gifts, or as a Soul Sista advertiser. Thank you for your support. Soul Sista Radio.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country, and this is your host, Becky Phillips, and I am here with co-host Aunt Vicki Christensen, and I'm always going to call you Aunt Vicki. I just did nothing I can do. Vicki Christensen.
Okay, darling, call me.
Miss Donalyn Fontana and Cody Hester.
Aunt Donalyn.
And Cousin Cody. So, you know, we just want to say thank you guys for tuning in. We've just been having fun here on our first show, and we're building upon this one, and we're going to get better and better and better. And I think I've got a great, great group of folks here joining me, and I'm just thankful and feeling so blessed. We've been talking to Cody Kester. He's a 1992 world champion bull rider and a God-fearing man, and I just love and respect dearly. And he's just been sharing with us his heart and what it's all about, and we're just going to get back to that. So I'm going to let Aunt Vicki and Donalyn take it away, and then we'll open it up to the listeners live and see if there's anyone out there that has any questions for Cody.
Well, Cody, I have one more thing I want to, you know, kind of touch upon, and that is I know how involved you are with your family, with your children, with the school, with others, and the youth, and I know that the youth seek you out and they come to you and they look up to you, and I know you're doing a lot of work with the youth in the rodeo end of the business. Can you tell us a little something about that?
Yes, ma'am. I realize that my platform to those kids, it has to do with my bull riding career and the love that I had for bull riding and still have for bull riding. I'm really, really passionate about what I believe about bull riding and just really helping these kids, this generation get to where, you know, get to be great. I think giving them a chance to be great. I can't make anybody be great, but just giving them the tools to be great. But, really, my heart is to see these kids. What I think has happened, and this is just my opinion on the bull riding and rodeo in general, is this generation of kids has had things kind of put in their lap, and if we don't teach them a good work ethic and we give them really good foundation to do their sport, we're failing them. So that's really what my heart is towards these kids, just really helping them with their, I never go trying to preach at anybody as far as my relationship with the Lord, because I know when I was a young man and there was guys come to me, start trying to, you know, throw their Christianity on me, the first thing I wanted to do is punch them in the nose, anyway, so my goal is to really value people with what their passion is and really help them with that. And in doing that, they're going to trust me. And whether it comes to them ever talking to me about God or me talking to them about God, I leave that up to the Father's timing and his spirit to do what he wants to do. Because that's how a lot of times it gets forced from humanity. And the timing is not there, and it may even do the opposite, rather than draw people in, it pushes them away. And so my goal with the fact that I was at one point was a great bull rider and had won the world championship in 1992 and had a stellar career throughout my time of riding. And it all started when I was, I don't even know how old I was. I was a little bitty guy, and my passion for I wanted to be a bull rider. I wanted to be a cowboy, you know. And a lot of things took place in my life that I say, you know, my mom and dad had a rodeo when I was 7 years old, and I got on steers as many days of the week as my dad would let me, and I mean I would run him ragged. He'd get tired of me asking. And so with that was just my foundation, was just getting on a lot of steers and a lot of calves and stuff when I was small. And so I really encourage kids to, take what they know about the sport and then really put it into action. And so I may be getting away from your question. If I'm not answering your question, maybe just redirect me. But
no, you're fine, Cody. Please keep talking.
Yeah, I love these kids, and I love to see the light bulb turn on in their, you know, in their life. And anyway, just that's kind of, yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Am I with you?
Yeah.
Sorry about that. But anyway, that's kind of what I just want to, I want to help them have a chance at their goals. And you know, I represent a, you know, God. I represent the Father all the time. But sometimes it doesn't look godly. I'm not preaching and not talking in King James or anything like that. I'm just being Cody Custer, guy used to rules pretty good and wants to help these kids be some bad cats. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of my heart.
Well, and I love that. And if anyone's out there listening, you can go, just a little plug, is you can go to www.codycuster.com. That's www.codycuster.com. And that's got some really great information, talks about his beautiful family, which we would love to hear more about. And then, of course, his heart for the Lord and some blogs. And I really encourage folks to go there and read those, because what Cody shares is just so straight from the kingdom. And that's the one thing that I want this show to be about, is where we are unashamed to be who we are. A lot of shows and a lot of places are blocking us from being able to do that. Not here. We are who we are. And if we love the Lord, we're going to let you know. And we're sorry if it offends. That's not the purpose. But you know what? God loves you too. But you can go there,
hey,
check out his blog. Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I got it.
No, I was just going to let him know that you've got a bunch of bull riding tips on there for young bull riders, and I see the passion that you have for them, and I see that you want them to do it right, which I think is important. Maybe you could talk about a little bit too, is the one thing that really brought awareness to me is what you were saying about junior bull riders and little kids getting on these bulls that are now no longer just steers. They're actually genetically engineered, I guess you would call them, bulls that are bred to buck. And so these kids are getting on bulls and aren't even getting an opportunity to truly understand what it means to ride and to build upon level. So I thought that was really useful information that you have on your site.
Yeah.
That is great information.
Yes, ma'am. Yep. Every other major sport in the world has minor league and these places they can send a young guy to get some experience in the game before he gets upper level. And our sport just really doesn't have anybody there's no standard that has ever been set. So you've got parents who are, you know, have these exceptional young bull riders that is pushing to the of breaking, you know, I think, you know, that happens in baseball and football and stuff too, but there's a lot more, I don't know if it's called legislation, but there's a lot more stuff that is laid out for these kids to be able to make it in other sports. And bull riding is different, where it's just kind of left to a whole bunch of people that most of them don't really know what they're doing. So you want you got a kid that wants to ride bulls, I'd suggest get on my website and check some of the information that I have on there, because I'm really, really passionate about doing it right and giving those kids a chance to even get their feet wet and that's my suggestion.
Okay, sorry about that. Cody, one thing I also wanted to ask you too is, it's really kind of what the heart of the mission statement with Chief Gun Country is about. Do you feel that there's a breakdown right now that you see in this generation and a connection with this generation and generations of the past with American Cowboy and our culture and what it represents, or do you think we're still on target? I mean, do you think that there's a gap that our generation is missing in this youth about what we're all about?
I think that there's too many people are spread too thin, and they have so many things going on in their lives that there's really no focus. I live in Western Oklahoma, a big agricultural, you know, part of the nation, and I've talked to some of these farmers that, you know, their kids are just, they've got so much stuff going on, whereas generations before, they're just spread out, and their focus is not on the agricultural stuff and then ranching and not that kind of stuff. And so I think there's a little bit, but then at the same time, I was in Wilcox, Arizona last weekend, and there's a guy named Milo DeWitt that has five sons, and three of the five have leased their own ranches, and they're carrying on the tradition of being cowboys, and so I don't know that it's I don't know that it's dying out or there's that much of a gap. It's just people are so spread so thin, and I know that just from my own life. And Becky, I'm sure, you know, you with your kids and stuff, you see how people and families can just get so much stuff going on that there's really no one focus. And the cool thing is like we all grew up around ranches and in that culture and then kind of moved away from it for a while. And now I'm back living on, which mine is just a 30 acre place, but I'm in the middle of, that culture again. And my kids have been raised up in that culture, and all of them have ridden horses and love rodeo and that kind of stuff. So, I don't know that it's, I think it's just a deal where we just got to be diligent, keep being who we are and imparting to the next bunch that has the heart for that. And I know that's going on probably more than we can see just in our own little circles. So, but at the same time, we can't just kind of act like it's going to just accidentally happen either. So, I think we'll stay diligent to being who we are and where we came from and not missing the, our roots and stuff like that. My granddad used to tell me stories when I was a kid, and it just used to bore the heck out of me because I knew I heard that story before, and now I can't even remember the stories. I wish I'd have paid a little better attention, you know. It kind of hurts my feelings because he had a lot of wisdom, I'm sure, but I was a dumb kid that was just thinking, ah, this old goat, you know, he's trying to tell me, you know, the same story he told me last week, but I didn't listen. So, yeah, I guess my advice to this generation is, hey, pay attention to what the older people are telling you, because later on you're going to wish you had really delved into it and, you know, grasped the hold of it and understood it at a deep level. And because I know for myself, I missed a lot of stuff just because I was about myself and, you know, so it's two-sided, I guess.
So true. You know, I always, you know, we grew up every day that, you know, when we were all growing up in ranches and rodeo and the country way of life, you know, it was just an ordinary day, you know, and now as we grow older, I think we look back on it and we see, you know what, those were extraordinary days, you know, they really were, full of memories, yeah. And we all need to listen.
Yeah, they were.
And Donalyn, do you see, you know, switching gears a little bit, you work with kids on an everyday basis with Western Wishes. That's what your organization is all about. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, do you still see that heart and that fire and the passions of our youth, you know, wanting, just as they're wanting to meet their favorite cowboy?
You know what, I do, you know, it's really funny, and I don't know if I should say this, but I've noticed that in this new generation of kids, I really think that they have less coping skills than our generation, and maybe we just think about that, but I think that these are such perilous times, and I've said this over and over again, that when the next shoe drops in this country, I'm really concerned about kids that aren't rooted and grounded in the things of faith to really sustain them. And I love the fact that I was thinking about Cody, and I thought, well, you know, kids won't listen to parents, but they will listen to a hero or a celebrity.
And so Cody's, you know, that's a lot of pressure because they're looking up to him and they're watching him. And he's been such an amazing influencer that I'm just so proud to know Cody, and I just feel like he's family to me. And I, you know, the first 10 years of Western Wishes, we had a motto. It was turning dreams into lasting memories. But then the last 10 years, we changed our motto to leaving a legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. And I really feel like all of us, you know, Vicky, Becky, Cody, I mean, we are in a position to be influencers in the Western world. And there's a lot of kids that just might unravel with the things that are going to be happening. I think these are really dangerous times. And I kind of love the fact that we're just saying, bring on the kingdom. We're all getting together, and I hope we can all be influencers. But, Cody, what an amazing role model. You are, I mean, you are such a hero to so many kids and to us. We love you so much. We just, I can't tell you how much we adore you.
Well, My chest is stuck out, and I'm really patting my back right. But, you know, honestly, the thing is, here's what I try to really keep in mind when stuff like that gets said. Yeah, I understand that, and I know that what I've achieved in the world of rodeo and all that stuff really the credit sure does go to God, but at the same time I worked real hard at it. And if I can teach kids that having a good work ethic and stuff is going to help you accomplish your goals and your dreams, and then they can have humility with the proper kind of pride. You know what I'm saying? I don't, that looking at your feet and, aw, shucks, I'm lucky. I don't like that kind of humility. I like humility that says, I was a heck of a bull rider and I had a great career, but I worked my tail off to get there. But really all the credit goes to God, because without him, you know, without him, the tough times would have been too tough, and the good times would have surely wrecked me, because you get prideful and you get thinking that you did it all. And I know that I didn't do it all. I worked my hind end off, and what he gave me, I used the best I could. And I can look back and there's a few little regrets on how I went about things, but really not a whole lot of regrets, because I know that right in the midst of the times that could have been really large regrets, God sustained me through that, and he gave me an opportunity to maybe help somebody else in the same position. So I really try not to regret a whole lot of things in my life, and it's kind of cool to see when other people grasp a hold of that too, because there's freedom in that, and that's what being a child of God is just really having freedom and knowing that he's had his hand on our lives even before we acknowledged him. And a lot of people miss that. And I think if we'll keep imparting that to people and just knowing, hey, the father loves you. And just like you were saying, these kids are going to face some things that we never even imagined, in this time, this day, in this age, and what's to come. We don't know what's around the next corner, but the father knows what's going on. And he's not surprised by it. So if we can keep imparting that to the people that we have influence with, then we're going to be doing them a favor by making their source of trust is not in what's happening around them, but who they are. And when they become, you know, when they buy into the fact that God has a plan for their life, and he's, from his standpoint, we're his children, and when we buy into that, then we start reaping the benefits of being a child. And so that's a cool, for me, that's what I really try to impart to these kids is, hey, your bull riding career may not go anywhere, but it may go, and either side of that can wreck you. You can have a completely terrible bull riding career or a mediocre career, or you can have the greatest career, and any of it can mess you up if you don't really know who you are. But if you've bought into being a child of God and you're walking with Him and you're trusting Him, then the good is going to be good. The bad is going to, there's going to be good come from the bad, and the stuff in between is going to have His name all over it. And that's what I want to, that's really what I want to see. With Western Wishes, with She's Gone Country, with Trace Rios, with the PRCA, with the PVR, I want to see people having peace in who they are and who God is, and then no matter what happens, that His kingdom's growing and increasing, and people's lives are being affected for the positive.
Cody, you couldn't have said it any better than that. And you know, we're about out of time here today. We've got about 4 minutes left. And I just, before we end the show today, there's a couple things that I wanted to do. But first, I want to say thank you everyone for coming and being part of this with me. Second, I was online today because there's a website, and it's where they're trying to, across the country, have a holiday for the cowboy get recognized, and it's called the National Day of the Cowboy. And I was on there perusing the site, and I found a code of conduct for cowgirls and cowboys, and I just thought it was so prevalent, and I just wanted to share it. And then I know Aunt Vicki has something she wanted to share, and then we'll wrap up and close for the night. But the principles and the code of conduct was, one, live each day with honesty and courage. Two, take pride in your work. Always do your best. Three, stay curious. Study hard and learn all you can. Four, do what has to be done and finish what you start. Five, be tough but fair. Six, when you make a promise, keep it. Seven, be clean in thought, word, deed, and dress. Eight, practice tolerance and understanding of others. Nine, be willing to stand up for what's right. And last but not least, number 10, be an excellent steward over the land and its animals. And I think that cowboy code of conduct just really speaks to what the Lord would tell all of us to do and how we're supposed to. It's really, really right there, just in, you know, parallel with the Ten Commandments. Love your neighbor as yourself, love the Lord your God, and love those around you. So with that, I thank everyone for tuning in. Aunt Vicki, I know you have some things you wanted to share, so please go ahead and share those, and then we'll close out.
All right, Becky. Very, very quickly, you said the cowboy code of honor. And certainly a cowboy that lived his life with honor was John W. Jones, Sr. of Morro Bay, California. John W. passed away October 6th. He was the 1970 World Champion Steer Wrestler. Many other awards. He leaves behind a large legacy, rich in rodeo history. Our prayers go out to his family. And then remembering up there in Wyoming and South Dakota, that we'll get with that terrible blizzard here just a year or so ago. Lots of rancher families up there lost entire herds. So prayers to them as well.
You know, it says that cattle ranching alone contributes over $5 billion to the American economy each year. $5 billion. So I just want to say, Lord, we lift up those ranchers to you that lost their herds today and their way of life. And I just pray, Father God, that you would restore what the locusts have stolen, that you would watch over them, Lord, that you'd give them courage and endurance to weather the storm, Father God, that you are there in the midst of it. And Father, I just lift up the family of John W. Jones and that you would just comfort them and send your peace that passes all understanding to surround them. I bless the listeners, I bless my guests, and ask that you bless them and lead them this week, and we will see you next week. In Jesus' precious name we say amen, and thank you for tuning in to She's Gone Country.
Amen.
I also want to say thank you to our sponsors, Trace Rios Silvers, ImageMakeoverProgram.com, and Trinity Wellness. Without you, the show is not possible, so we thank you so much for that. And we will. You can catch us on blog or on Facebook, and we'll rebroadcast the show. They're archived. You can log on to blogtalkradio.com/soulsisterradio and get a free account and catch any archives that you missed. But stay tuned. Next week we have the beautiful Donna Lynn Quintana joining us, and we are talking all Western Wishes. So
all
again,
the way.
We thank. Go ahead.
I said all the way through the show, looking forward to next week.
Yeah. Amen. So thank you again for tuning in, and for tonight, good night.
Thank you, girls. So excited about this. Good night.
Thank you, Darlene. Cody,
good.
Thank you, Beth.
Don't call me a girl.
Good night, Chloe. I'm sorry. Good night, Chloe.
And we will see you all next week on Soul Sister Radio. Thank you again, Becky, for choosing Soul Sister Enterprise to elevate and empower your voice with She's Gone Country. We will see you next week on Soul Sister Radio.
Soul Sister Radio.